This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
After the 1 o'clock hour, we're rolling on this Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Very excited about this next guest. I have just loved seeing what's going on over at Colorado State. So many big changes. Obviously, we've talked about the Pac-12 a lot, all that stuff going along with it, but just enhancing things, you know, the game day experience, honoring the great Rams of yesteryear, all of that. Joining me now, Colorado State Director of Athletics, John Weber. And I think it's fair to say I can call John a friend of mine. John and I are friends. We're pretty close, John, wouldn't you say?
We're friends. Of course we are.
John, in all seriousness, man, you guys have just done a phenomenal job there, you know, enhancing this game experience. I got to witness a lot of that last year. And you aren't done. You got a bunch of new stuff coming up that we can expect as soon as tomorrow during Ag Day.
Yes, and I appreciate that, Brady. We have worked hard. This team is incredibly committed to creating a really great atmosphere for all of our fans when we show up and creating a home field advantage for our team. So that's what it's all about, is having a great time and making sure we get out of Canvas with as many W's as we possibly can.
Well, so far so good. 10-3 at Canvas the past 2 years. I mean, it's right there. The proof is in the pudding. The experience is great, and you want people to show up, cheer, get crazy, but also stick around too. And I've noticed that difference the last couple of years.
It has been a big difference, and we're starting with getting people to campus as early as we can as well. So we're opening up tailgate lots 2 hours early. We're debuting a new Rams live show, which is going to be live from right in front of the student tailgate area. Prior to the game, and then we've got a lot going on in the stadium with. We're going to see some new graphics. We're going to see a new intro for the team, and afterwards, after we win on game days, we'll have a post game video recap and a little fireworks show as well. So we're going to have a lot to celebrate, and we're going to have a blast.
Wow, that sounds exciting! To fireworks show after the game. I mean, that's just the backdrop too of where Canvas is located. That's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, so talk to me about this Ram live show too, John. Like, getting, obviously this is going to be a great way to get students involved, have some fun with that.
It is, and Ruby Kaser is a name that a lot of people will recognize. She was a volleyball player here for 4 years, and she went and played one more year at Beach down at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. But she's coming back, and she's got she's on the rise from a media career perspective, and we're going to create a really fun atmosphere prior to home football games. But that Rams Live thing is going to grow into a lot of content coverage for all of our teams throughout the year, and I'm really, really looking forward to working with Ruby and having her back a part of the team.
Yeah, she's excellent. We actually had the opportunity to interview her 2 years ago. She was awesome. John Weber joining us, Colorado State Director of Athletics. All right, John, when I first met you, my first impression is like, this is a businessman. This guy is not messing around. Obviously, what you did with the Green and Gold Guard Collective, that's how I got to know you. I didn't know you were so damn creative, my friend. I mean, I mean that in the most positive way, but to be a great athletic director, you have to have the business side of the brain, but you also have to be a little creative.
Yeah, you do have to be a little bit creative, and you got to find ways to generate revenue in ways that we've never had before, but you got to be creative in ways to have fun as well. This is about community engagement, fan support, fan fan excitement, just creating really fun atmospheres. And thankfully, I've got a great team full of really creative people to work with. It's a really, really powerful team.
Well, and one of those guys, obviously, Scott Sidwell. He's been all over the place. He's been there, done that. Being kind of teaming up with him, how much has that helped, in this process for you?
Yeah, it's a huge help. And, I've got a different background than Scott. Mine's in business, and Scott's background is in high-level sport. And, having him teamed up together with me and other folks on the leadership team here, we all come from diverse backgrounds with experiences, and we all work incredibly well together to put this together. But it's a powerful team when you put us all together. We've got a lot of really big plans for CSU.
And John, I love Ring of Honors, Ring of Fame, all that stuff, Hall of Fame. I love it because as a sports talk show host, I mean, we get to debate that. We get to talk about that. One of the things that you really have been focused on is honoring the past legends of Colorado State. And this weekend star studded. I mean, Sonny Lubick, Al Bubba Baker, Joey Porter, and then of course, Bradley Van Pelt. They're all going to be at the game this weekend, right?
They are all going to be at the game, and creating this Ring of Honor, it's something that's important to me. It's important to all of us here at CSU that we work really hard to make sure that we remember the folks that have done great things for us, and that starts with letter winners while they're in school. It goes to Walk of Champions. It goes to Hall of Fame, and now adding in the Ring of Honor for those that have just absolutely been transcendent. And these four individuals certainly have done that for our football program and then their careers beyond CSU. So being able to honor them and forever have them enshrined on the side of the stadium, it's a special thing.
Yeah, it really is. And it brings them back too. Obviously, these guys go on, they play in the pros or even just whatever. They spread their wings, they go out. But being able to bring them back and just knowing that they're tied to this Ring of Honor, they're going to stay involved too. Maybe some of them did, but this is just, to me, a genius way to make sure that your best players and coaches and representatives of Colorado State are always going to stay connected to the programs.
It is, and it's really special for them. Having had the privilege of being the person to call these individuals and let them know that this is what we were doing, I can assure you it means a lot to every single one of them. And they've got their families coming back, their kids, their grandkids in some cases. Every single one of those four people is bringing a huge cadre of folks with them, and it's going to be a really great celebration.
John, so will the ring around the stadium, is that kind of how this is going to look, and then the names just go up over time, and we have a big festive kind of a big celebration, in a while?
Yep. So we'll continue to do this for quite some time, and it's that first tier, below the 200 level seats and above the 100 level seats there on the West Tower, that will add the names and numbers around the stadium.
I love it. I'm telling you, I'm a huge fan of that stuff because that's one of the things we like to talk about when we're watching games and go, oh, that guy's definitely a Ring of Famer, a Ring of Honorer too. I mean, that's one of the fun things that I think Rams fans are going to really enjoy about this, but also more importantly, honoring these guys. Colorado State Director of Athletics, John Weber, joining me. Obviously, John, I haven't talked to you in a bit, but a lot's happened. We know all about the Pac-12 transition, what that's going to look like, and we're starting to sprinkle in more details about the TV contracts. How exciting is it, just being involved in all of these big conversations as you guys, look to finish out the Mountain West strong, but then start a new era once you jump into the Pac-12?
Yeah, I've joked with some people that I feel like I'm living an ESPN 30 for 30 episode sometimes, but it's been great to be a part of that, and an opportunity to come back into the Pac-12 here and really build. Honestly, we got to build that conference from scratch. It's a long and storied conference, but it's a different conference going forward, and there's a tremendous amount of work that we've got to do. All of the ADs, the staff there at the Pac-12, and we're all focused really hard on getting that together, and by July 1 of next year, we'll be in the Pac-12. So there's there's a lot that we need to get done between now and then, and excited to be able to work on that with all of our member institutions.
John, that first time I met you, I think we were at Zvi Brewing, a great brewery in Fort Collins, big-time Rams supporters. When I sat down and talked with you, in your mind, did you ever think, yeah, I would eventually like to get into being an athletic director in some fashion? Was that in your mind?
Absolutely not, no. I'm blessed to have the opportunity and honored to have the opportunity to do this, but that was far from any even remote thought that I had at the time. Honored to be able to serve CSU, an institution that I graduated from, and it's a community and a school that I care deeply about.
Yeah, well, I mean, every step of the way, big things have happened. You know, you just talked about the Pac-12 and what that's looking like, but big hires too. Ali Farokhmanesh, I could not be more excited about him and the basketball side of things. But the programs in general, John, they're rocking. I mean, your soccer team off to the best start in program history. That's fantastic.
Not too shabby. No, Coach Hagan has done a great job of building that program, and the sky's the limit for that group, I'll tell you. We've got a great state to recruit from here in the state of Colorado for that program, and she's done a really, really strong job of putting that roster together. And, you know, you're right, Coach Ali has gotten off to a start with a bang, and I couldn't be more proud of the way that he, you know, built his roster and the way that he's pulling that team together. I think we've got a whole lot of winning in front of us with him at the helm as well.
Yeah, big day tomorrow too. We got the Northern Colorado Bears heading to town to Fort Collins and Ag Day. And John, I know this is controversial. I'm going to bring up a controversial point. I love the pumpkin orange and alfalfa green. I am one of the rare Rams dudes that's like, hey, I wouldn't mind seeing that be, you know, more often, but I know that's a controversial topic, John. I won't put you on the spot.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But that's a sharp looking we're going to wear on Saturday. There's no doubt.
No, it is sharp, and the pictures, I mean, they just pop. I'm looking at some of the pictures online right now, and it's fantastic. And Ag Day, obviously, it's great for Colorado State, but it means a lot to the surrounding area too. With this part of Colorado being so rich when it comes to agriculture.
It is, and it celebrates our roots as an institution as well, starting off as Colorado Agricultural College, moving through Colorado A&M, and being the Aggies and competing under that name once a year again. Each year, it's a special way to honor our past, and it's, you know, so much of our, you know, about who we are at Colorado State has to do with our ag roots, and we continue to be, if not a U.S. leader, a world leader in agricultural sciences. So it's a strong part of who we are. It's a strong part of our identity, and it's a really, really fun way to celebrate it.
Yeah, I love it. John, appreciate you. I love when we can get an opportunity to catch up, get you on the program. You know this, though. I'm a huge fan of what you're doing. It's fun to follow. Just keep up the great work, my friend.
I appreciate it.
All right,
John. Go Rams.
Yeah, John Weber, Colorado State Director of Athletics. All right, 18 minutes after the hour. I mean it. I knew him when he got back in town, and he's doing the Green and Gold Guard stuff, and I loved that. I thought that was extremely creative, how they were getting in front of that with getting a collective. And now, obviously, we have no need for the collectives anymore, so that kind of dissolved into Colorado State. But John's been fantastic. 18 minutes after the hour, Football Friday rolls on, presented by Big City Roadhouse. We got the picks coming up, catching up with my guy Brian Howell. Will the Buffs have any issue with Delaware this weekend? All that and more coming up next.
Your college football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.